Heather Gibson sent this reply. She speaks for Jazz East, the organization behind the festival.
We have spoken with Mr. Pate directly at length about his concerns. As you know, we're in the heart of the festival, and while we cannot provide an interview on this topic, we will provide the following statement. The TD Halifax Jazz Festival is pleased to provide a main stage festival site with world-class artists who attract a wide range of enthusiastic attendees. We have a diverse program, some of which lends itself to quieter theater-style seating. Other shows like Dr. John, The Wailers, or Salsa Picante attract an audience that wants to dance and interact more intimately with the performance. Often this is encouraged and requested by the performer. We have always been a clearly identified general admittance main stage site and will remain so. We have over 400 volunteers who work diligently with staff to ensure safety is the foremost priority. There was dancing, not a lack of crowd control nor a safety issue at the Dr. John show.
That email is from Heather Gibson, who runs Jazz East. Now we want to hear about your experiences at outdoor concerts during the summer months. Good times, bad times, share them all on a talkback at 420-4499 or 1-800-582-5526. Or you can send us an email. It's infomorning.halifax@cbc.ca or tweet us at infomorning. And I know I wasn't at the concert. I know you were, but there were other people who were talking about having difficulties being able to see the stage as well. So I know Mr. Pate wasn't alone in that file.
Absolutely, it was a very crowded evening for sure.
10 minutes before 8 o'clock.
I'm seeing a little bit of sunshine, sort of in the New Glasgow and a Ganesh area. Fog.